This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
The Reverend John Hughes, priest in charge of St John the Evangelist Old Trafford and Manchester Diocese Environmental Officer, speaks about how an allotment on the church's ground has built relationships with a very multicultural and interfaith local community. So what made you decide to start growing food on church land at St John's?
Well, about 8 years ago, we had some work done on another bit of our grounds, which was great, some public money, to reshape a garden that had become derelict. And we opened it up so that more of our community could use it. That was a specific reason for doing it. So we created another way into that garden. So instead of saying, keep out, this is only for church members, it was to say, anybody and everybody can come into this garden and sit for a while. So having done that with part of our church grounds, it made us think about the rest of it. And I have to be practical about this too. There's also the issue about people can give you some public money to make grounds look nice, but then you've got to find a way to maintain it. And we didn't have anybody who was doing that. So I wanted to think of a way that would make it more attractive to get involved in sustaining the space we've got and perhaps using the rest of the grounds. So there was that was one objective, to find a practical way to maintain our grounds. Then we also had sadly, something that affected the whole country, the financial crisis. And there was the growth of food banks. And we didn't join a food bank because we wanted to think of other ways in which we could address the issue of more locally. And that made us think about growing food. And you need to know that next to the church, we're really lucky to have our old church hall for the last 30 years has been an adult education centre. It's still run by members of the church, but it's called St John's Centre. And we do adult education classes there every weekday. And so we wonder whether we could make our grounds an outdoor classroom as well. So we got some support, and we put a polytunnel in, and this is hidden from the street, the polytunnel, so we started using that, and then we started using the grounds to plant out the things that were being seeded in the polytunnel. We made that connection, we found somebody who worked initially with the WEA, Workers' Education Association, to invite people to join the class, but then we found it worked much better as a kind of informal thing, and that's the way it's carried on for the last 6 or so years. So she works every Wednesday with a group of mostly women, not only women, and the way that our centre works is that we work with women from across the community. So we've got about 40% Muslim population, so Muslim women, Buddhist women, women of different faith traditions and no faith tradition work on the gardens. And of course, they share their different cultural perspectives on gardening too. So it has been an outside classroom. It is an outside classroom, but it's also much more. It's a kind of interfaith conversation that goes on. And because it's outside, they end up talking to a lot of people who are passing by on the street. Because we have our church is on a road that where there's quite a lot of footfall. That there are cars go past, but a lot of people are walking from the shops.
Brilliant. And can you describe the area around your church where you have the fruit and veg plot and how the community joins in caring for it?
Kath, the gardener, is very clear that in many respects, people come before plants. So they do try to grow stuff, but she's very keen that it's the conversation en route that is important as what they're growing. But they grow plants that are easy to share, that will grow in our, don't take a lot of care. Plants that can be propagated so you can give them to other people. Flowers, because they can be picked. Soft fruit, veg, herbs. They often try out plants to see whether they will work in Old Trafford. So for recently they tried a kiwi fruit and some Cape gooseberries. At the moment in the polytunnel, they've got some fantastic melons growing. So they just see, oh, well, will this work in Old Trafford? She's very keen that it's all on a low budget because we live in an area of some deprivation. So low maintenance, no power tools, so that people can go home and copy without having to spend a lot of money. We have labels so that people can see them from the street, that you can come in and you can touch, you can smell, you can try, you can sit on a beach and you can take stuff home that's ready to pick. You know, we'll put a notice up when it's time saying that we put cans out, for little watering cans for children, so children on the way home from school can do a bit of, well, two things. They can water if they need watering, but they can also pick the berries when they're ripe. And they do that, and it's great. So it's just because we're not growing it just for ourselves, we're kind of growing it as a very visible statement about anybody could do this. So we're not too ambitious because it's run by volunteers, and it has to work on a basis that people who come along, they do come more than once a week, but if we can rely on them being there once a week, they can maintain the grounds and make sure that stuff is looked after.
And what sort of difference has the plot made to the way the church relates to the wider community?
Obviously, many of the people in our community aren't going to come to our church because they're Muslim or Sikh or are people of no faith. So it's a very diverse community in that respect. Well, a garden speaks to everybody. And I think in growing stuff in our garden, we've softened the church building, which looks a bit like a fortress. You know, many Anglican churches, sadly, perhaps you oughtn't to quote me on this, do have that kind of fortress-like, we're here forever. But that doesn't necessarily always encourage people to come in. Whereas the gardeners, when they talk to people, they do encourage people to go in, even if they're not Christians. They say, well, yeah, of course you can go inside the church, because the door is always left open. And so I think it gives people a little more confidence about the church is there for everybody and they don't have to be a Christian to enter the grounds. I think that's really important. That's a really important message. We've just started gardening classes again in the center because people have gained interest. Another example would be a couple of years ago, the area, we had a scheme called a group called Love Old Trafford, who we work with. These are people who want to make an environmental change in our area, and they encouraged an open gardens day. And so the church was part of that, and we provided refreshments. So it enabled us to be in conversation with people who were doing good stuff in the community. And they came to us and said, well, look, you're doing good stuff in your gardens. Will you be part of this project? So it's not just about us taking the lead. It's other people coming to us. So it just makes people think of you when they're doing something community-minded, because they can already see the grounds are being used in that way.
And in what way has the plot enabled the church to engage with issues such as poverty and integration?
Last year for the harvest, we took food that was going to be thrown away. We said to people, take it away, feed your families, or, if you want, transform it, bring it back, and we'll share a meal together. And we use food from the garden and food from the Fair Share scheme. In that way, I think what we're doing is we're addressing food poverty, but we're also saying it's not just about here's your give us your ticket and we'll give you some food. But it's about building greater resilience in a community rather than maintaining in another way the handout approach. And St. John's Centre has never worked on the principle that you're giving a handout to people, but rather a hand up. So we're trying to do more cooking in our centre. And that also involves us saying, well, what could you cook in your own backyard? Because people only have backyards sometimes. And that's where our gardening group comes into play. We can say, well, look, we did this in a small space, as you will have gathered from the area, and we also work with asylum seekers and new migrants to the community. And they can often feel very isolated initially. So we're trying to use the food project with the gardening project to find an opportunity to come together with them, but do it using, again, things that they understand, like growing stuff, because that goes across cultures. And it just makes the conversation much more two-way rather than what can we do to help you. And hopefully it builds the relationships in our community.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.